following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. The Panthers claw their way back into the race for a division title. Now, they must protect home field against another challenger from up north. Also, making sure the holidays are full of joy for some well-deserving children. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera. From Bank of America Stadium, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, Mick Mixon. The head coach, Ron Rivera. And your host, 16-year NFL veteran, Eugene Robinson.
Welcome inside the Panthers Huddle. What an incredible win. But instead of taking the day off to celebrate the big win over the Minnesota Vikings, the Panthers went right back to work on Monday to protect the gains they've made. They have to be ready to fend off the challenge of a Green Bay Packer team that's also making a playoff push. Now, I don't care whether Aaron Rodgers is on the field or off the field. The Panthers have to get ready for playoff-style football.
Come on there, KK. That's it. Good job. Good job.
This week, the Panthers refuse to buy into the hype after knocking off the top team in the National Football Conference.
Get too aggressive. Right there. Nice job.
Now, they know there's no room for error as they continue to climb towards the playoffs.
You want to put yourself in position at the end of the year to be where you want to be, and that's, you know, in the playoffs, and we both have that opportunity in front of us. And so, you know, for us, we're taking one game at a time just like they are, and, you know, we're excited to get back out there.
It's obvious that Cam Newton is pulling out all the stops and will do whatever it takes to win these crucial games. He relishes the opportunity to stand up to all the challengers.
I'm just trying to put as much pressure on the defense as possible and just give them, you know, certain things that a lot of other quarterbacks can't give them. And at the end of the day, my job and responsibility is to win football games. I'm just in it, you know, to win football games. I've never really been in it for statistical purposes. You know, I know why I play this game.
Awesome to be joined by head coach Ron Rivera now here in our Panthers studio. Coach, after the big win against the Vikings, it looked like your team didn't wait very long to jump right back to work. Are things happening too fast this time of year, and are the stakes too high to take your foot off the gas even for a second?
I think if anything, Mick, the stakes are very high right now. We know that. So what we wanted to do was make sure we enjoyed, you know, the victory, celebrate a little bit, but then got on to the next task at hand. And, you know, we got a very good Green Bay Packers team coming in. You know, they got the added addition of having Aaron Rodgers back. So we had to prepare ourselves for a big game.
Not that you're any Yves Saint Laurent, even on your best ever day, but I got a feeling there's a story behind your T-shirt. What is that, Coach?
Well, what it is, it's, you know, it's Greg Olsen's our Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominee, and we just wanted to make sure we got an opportunity to give a shout-out to Greg and all the great things that he's done in our community.
That's fantastic. For those who can't quite see on Coach, it says, vote for Greg Olsen. Nice likeness of him there. Does he have a good chance to win, Coach?
I think he did. He does. You know, and again, let's remember all the great things he has done, and not just him, but the other players on our football team that are involved in our community as well.
No, Greg's meant a lot to you from a football standpoint. How about Ryan Khalil? What's it meant having him back on the offensive?
It's huge. It really is, because, you know, certain veteran guys get on the football field and they exude confidence. And it spreads, and it's like wildfire. And once they catch confidence, they play really well. Well, that's what he's done. He's done that greatly for us in terms of our offense, our offensive line, our quarterback, you know. So that's been big, and, you know, we'll see how things go.
The website Pro Football Focus does a nice job. They've mentioned Darrell Williams for possible Pro Bowl considerations. Does that make sense to your trained eye?
It does, based on the way he's played, most certainly. I thought Darrell's had a very good year. He's been solid. He's worked very hard for us and done some really good things.
This is crunch time, and I think, you know, for us, we got to know that this next game is the most important game of the season. We have a tough one, and I'm glad Aaron is back because, honestly, I love playing against great guys. It's so fun. It's challenging. It's competitive, and it really shows you what type of team are we.
Having him on the field, they're a much different offense. I think when you look at the production of a guy like Jordy Nelson, I mean, it goes through the roof with Aaron on the field. So we definitely understand that, you know, there are some different dynamics to the offense when he's on the field versus when he's not.
obviously Aaron is a great player. He takes the team to another level, but it's the same type of plays and things like that as far as the scheme part of it. But he does elevate that team to another level when he's out there. So we'll be ready though.
We're just getting started on the Panthers Huddle. Coming up, the Panthers begin their holidays with a warm reception for the Minnesota Vikings. And later, the Panthers' young corners prove that they're ready for the playoff push. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind. Bojangles, your official tailgating headquarters for the Carolina Panthers. It's Bo time.
Riding an 8-game win streak, the Minnesota Vikings strolled into Bank of America Stadium with an air of invincibility.
We ain't got no excuses. Had a great week of practice, folks. Let's lean on each other, man. Let's trust each other. Let's trust the plan, man.
It was up to the Panthers to regain their footing after a disappointing loss in the Big Easy a week ago.
Let's dominate today, all right? Dominate on three. 1, 2, 3.
Dominate.
It didn't take long as Jonathan Stewart and the Panthers' offense blasted a hole through the Vikes' highly touted defensive front seven.
Jonathan Stewart running free in the secondary may score. No one will touch him. Jonathan Stewart passes it from the Carolina 40-yard line.
Stewart was far from done, finding the end zone three times on the day.
On third down, Jonathan Stewart angling left, second effort, third effort, scores a touchdown.
Wow, that's just plain effort. That's just plain body effort.
The Panthers' odds of getting back in the division improved greatly when the defense got their hands on the football.
Keenum going short and right. Ball popped up into the air. Diggs might have been intercepted by the Panthers, and it was.
The defensive line also wreaked havoc in the Vikings' backfield.
And the Panthers rush in hard. Keenum bumped and yanked down. He's sacked at the 10-yard line.
It was a certainty that the number one team in the NFC would make a late-game charge.
I'm not putting anything past this team right here.
Panthers had an 11-point fourth-quarter lead, and now the Vikings are thinking fly home with a victory. So it's 24-all of 3:07 to play.
In the end, Cam Newton put the team on his back and carried them down the field on his second game-winning drive of the season.
Newton fakes to Stewart, will run it himself. Good move, 40, 45, 50. Newton to the 40, Newton to the 30, Newton to the 15. Taken down the 8-yard line.
Woo! Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Wow, what a turn of events, huh?
And the Panthers have won the football game with the final score, Carolina 31 and the Vikings 24.
Nobody said it was going to be easy.
We'll see y'all next week, Green Bay, one at a time.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera.
Oh, it's always fun to take a look back at highlights after a huge Panther win. Coach, is this the kind of play-in, play-out, tough battle you're probably going to be facing every week from here on out?
Oh, most certainly, Mick, because so much is at stake throughout the conference, throughout the division, throughout the league. You know, we've got a really big one coming up, obviously, with the Packers. They're still fighting for a playoff spot. We're fighting for a playoff spot. We're fighting for the division still. So it's pretty exciting, and, you know, if we do the things that we're capable of, who knows, it may come all the way down to the last game of the year.
Coach, is part of your thinking behind your philosophy of running the ball, stopping the run, is it rooted in maybe if you get into the playoffs, needing to go on the road, possibly win a bad weather game in that way?
I think it's part of it. I mean, you know, you're not always going to get bad weather. You're going to be indoors or you're going to be down south a little bit. So the truth of the matter is what you really got to do is be able to have something that you can always fall back to, something that's yours, that you do very well. And I think running the football is about as easy as it gets in terms of developing and becoming, but more so than anything else, it's also a very physical part of the game. And, you know, that really spreads, I think, a lot of confidence to the team when you're pounding the football.
Quarterbacks touch the ball on every play. It's part of the DNA of football. It's hard not to talk about him. How's Cam Newton performing for you here lately?
He's played very well. He really has. You know, whether he's running the ball or throwing it, he's doing some really good things. He's making some really good decisions as a signal caller, as a playmaker for us. So we're really fired up with what he's done for us the last few weeks.
Lastly, your defense has been forcing turnovers lately. You predicted that. What made you do that with such confidence?
Because they work on it so much. And again, you know, takeaways are funny because they happen in bunches when they do come. So now they're happening in bunches, and hopefully we can sustain that and keep it going as we go forward.
There's more to come on the Panthers Huddle. Up next, we look at how James Bradberry and Daryl Worley have developed into playmakers on the outside.
You're going to get a $200 gift card.
Plus, there is no sound like the sound of a happy child at Christmas. We go shop with the Panthers after the break. Closed captioning for the Panthers Television Network is provided by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, helping you enjoy the sights and sounds of the NFL all season long. You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi, official soft drink partner of the Carolina Panthers and all for the Carolinas.
Today's been a fun day for the Carolina Panthers, along with Academy Sports and Outdoors, in partnership with the United Way of Central Carolinas, as we've hosted students from Winecoff Elementary School for an exclusive holiday shopping spree here at Academy Sports.
We're going to pair you up with some celebrity shoppers, and you're going to get a $200 gift card.
I love it. We're going to the soccer part of the store. Yes, we are. My son plays soccer, too. That blue one, there we go. You got it, babe? There it is. I like it.
It's an unbelievable experience for us to be able to come out and help these kids and shop with them and see the things that they like and the things that they're into. I think is an amazing opportunity for us to get back in the community.
You think that's a good idea? You like that? That's a great choice.
We got to find something right for my guy. Have him out there. Look, I wish Greg Olsen was here. He could help us with these gloves. 88 gloves. It's events like this that makes the Panthers who they are. Myself, other teammates that showed up today, the wives, the girlfriends, the significant others, the top cats, we all came out here just for the kids, you know, these kids that are underprivileged and can't have the finer things in life. We want to take an hour out in our day, help them shop for their family members, their self. This is what it's all about.
You know, we went around and I said, okay, what do you want? And he said, well, I want to get me some shoes. And I said, okay, we got the shoes. What do you want next? And he said, well, I want to get something for my mom. A kid like that, to not be selfish and look out for his mom, just shows and really appreciates what our mothers do for us as kids.
I just want to give her the thanks and tell her that I love her. And I want you to know, Mom, that I wish you a Merry Christmas.
One, two, three.
Thank you, Daddy!
Panther cornerbacks James Bradberry and Daryl Worley will always kind of be thought of as conjoined twins after being drafted together in 2016. After some growing pains their rookie year, they appear now to be up for the challenge of the National Football League. Our Panthers insider, Mike Kraft, has more.
Is y'all full? Settle? Here.
Few positions have a larger learning curve than the cornerback position. And after a rookie season full of hard lessons, James Bradberry and Daryl Worley appear to be moving to the head of the class.
Exit, good, settle, here.
They're two different people and they're two different players in my opinion. When you watch Daryl, you see a smart player, you see a guy that really understands splits, really understands our schemes, when he can be stressed, when he cannot be stressed, when he gets help, when he doesn't get help. And Daryl is a technician.
Yeah, that's what we want, man. That's what I want, good.
James has been tasked with following the number one receiver, so he's naturally going to get targets, and he's going to be having more of a challenge week in and week out from an athletic standpoint, not necessarily a scheme standpoint. But James is taking that next step, also understanding formations and splits.
Yeah, the game has definitely slowed down. You know, learning route concepts, I'm getting them overall a good feel for the defense more and more with each rep. I mean, I'm getting very comfortable out there.
Just really learning to be a pro and compete at everything that we're doing. It really pushed you and helps you as a player.
The pair of second-year players turned in some quality work. The Panthers' biggest game of the season against the Vikings.
And throws a long pass down the left sideline, and it is knocked away and intercepted. Worley got a hold of it.
Combining for a pair of interceptions that helped the Cats knock off the top team in the NFC.
Keenum going short and right. Ball popped up into the air. Diggs might have been intercepted by the Panthers, and it was.
Though their numbers haven't been eye-popping, they are getting better in a number of areas.
We talk about being consistent, and I think those guys have been consistent. They've trusted in the scheme, trusted in the technique, and trusted in the process, and now you're seeing it really show on Sunday.
Great job. Got a way to finish on the ball.
We're close. I mean, since we came in, we've always been together. I mean, whether you guys grouped us or not, just being similar guys playing the same position, we just try to help each other out as much as we can. I mean, just having a different perspective on things.
We help each other on and off the field. When we're studying film together, it helps us out a lot because, you know, we look for different things, and we can pick out different things that the other one might not see. It helps off and on the field.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
The film don't lie.
If you're a big fan of the X's and O's, then you want even more coaching film breakdowns. All you need to do is check out our All 22 video podcast with Panther legends Kevin Donnelly, Mike Rucker, and our insider, Mike Kraft. They're each Friday on the Panthers YouTube channel and on Panthers.com. And as these guys always say,
the film don't lie.
We'll see you next time.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL, where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers.
Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers broke the news himself midweek on social media. He's been cleared to play and start this weekend when the Packers come to Charlotte. Rodgers has been out 2 months due to a broken collarbone, but he was given the green light to suit up this Sunday from Green Bay's medical staff. Time now to take you into the enemy camp. The Packers were 4-1 when Rodgers went down. They sit now at 7-6, but they've won two straight, including last Sunday's 27-21 victory over the Browns in overtime. Backup quarterback Brent Hundley helped keep the Packers' playoff hopes alive by leading them to three victories during Rodgers' absence. The Packers' defense has struggled at times. They're giving up an average of 350 yards and 23 points per game. But they are sixth in the league in turnover margin at an impressive plus +7. We got to talk about Aaron Rodgers because that's the huge story. What makes him so dangerous operating in that pocket?
Well, I think, first of all, his arm. I mean, he's got tremendous arm strength. He's a good decision maker. He sees outside the box in terms of the way he looks at things. And I think it's just his overall game. He's just a solid football player.
And, Coach, I want to go ahead and flip it on the defensive side of the ball, looking at what Green Bay does. And I want to start with a play here, and we're just going to run it through the first time. We got trips to one side, going to get 2-2 to the side, and then they're going to morph into a cover two defense. But this is really effective because the quarterback on his touchdown has a number of places where he can go ahead and throw the ball. So as we run this back, and let's run this back now, and let's right back here. Coach, walk me through. We got three receivers, and why does cover two defenses beaten?
What's interesting is they're in second and long down near the red zone, and one of the things that a lot of people love to play down there is Tampa 2. But once the motion occurs and it creates a two-by-two formation, you're almost for sure that you're going to get some sort of two-beater, and what you get out of that two-beater is you're going to get four verticals. And what they're going to try and do is create spacing, stress the safeties, okay, and create an opportunity for one of the receivers to run right up the post. So, again, once we get the two-by-two formation, what we need to look for more so than anything else is somebody right through the middle of the post. Again, both safeties are going to split. Mm-hmm. They're going to widen the receiver initially, create some spacing, and then hit through the post. Quarterback's going to do a nice job. He's going to put it right above the middle run-through guy, which is the middle linebacker, and that'll lead to the touchdown.
So when we watch this play, and we'll stop, and I want to kind of go almost in slow motion a little bit, keep at the same speed, but you can see them setting up for cover two.
Right, what happened?
Now stop it right there for
cover. Receiver's doing a really nice job of creating some spacing. What he's done on his initial release is he's widened his angle. So now the safety, what he's going to do to counter that is he's going to create some width. And then at the right time, once enough width has been created, this wide receiver is going to now duck inside the safety because the safety's width is too wide. What happens is the ball is on the far left hash. The route that's being run that's going to be targeted is on the far right, so that's going to create a little bit more spacing for the target.
And, Coach, you got these guys going downfield here and trying to put this guy right here in a bind. So you're trying to get these guys in a bind and attack the middle in cover two, correct?
Absolutely, because, again, what we want is we want width through the middle. We want the receiver to widen to create more space for himself and then dart back inside, and that's where you're going to see the touchdown.
All right, now here we go. He'll widen, and now he starts to break back in. Now, I'm just going to stop here. Stop it right there. This is a tough play for a middle linebacker to make right there, and that's what you're counting on.
It is, and what you're counting on really is the receiver is a high ball, a ball that's above the Mike linebacker that's going to drop in, and all you have to do is extend and make the catch.
And that's what you have. As this play continues, this is what you get. Gordon, touchdown by the Browns. It's just a very good play.
To Dom Capers' defense, Coach, do they disguise pretty effectively in the back end?
One thing that Dom Capers does, he does a great job with disguising. Part of it is because he likes to bring pressure. So if you watch a lot of the movement, you've got to decipher who that extra pressure guy is.
Kickoff set for 1 o'clock, Bank of America Stadium, Fox Pictures, our audio. Be sure you join the Zope, Jeannie Robb, and me on your favorite Carolina Panthers radio network station. And you'll be playing at home again. Coach, what thoughts are you going to leave your team with when you take the field for the last time Sunday?
Well, I think this game will be about being physical more so than anything else. You know, we've got to be physical up front. We've got to be able to put pressure on the quarterback, push the pocket. Don't let him get comfortable back there. On the inverse, we've got to protect our quarterback, allow him to get comfortable so we can get the ball downfield.
Good words for Coach, for Eugene, the rest of our crew. This is Mick Mixon. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll see you next time right here inside the Panthers' home.